今天我们要跟大家一起来思想诗篇二十三篇，特别是我们中国年要快到了，是让我们做一个检讨，让我们思想自己跟神的关系如何。
Today we want to come and study Psalm 23, and especially when the Chinese New Year is just round the corner, we want to come and ponder upon our own relationship with the Lord.
特别我在两年前跟大家思想过这段圣经。
Two years ago, I have shared this psalm with all of you.
所以有些弟兄姐妹有听过。
So some brethren among us would have heard this before.
所以今天我们会更深入的来分析这段圣经，特别从它的结构来思想。
So today we will go deeper into the details of this psalm, especially in its structure.
让我们一起来读这段诗篇。诗篇二十三篇。
Let us read this psalm together.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不知缺乏。他使我躺卧在青草地上，他领我在可安歇的水边。他使我的灵魂苏醒，他为自己的名引导我走义路。我虽然经过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。在敌人的面前，你为我摆设宴席，你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters.He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
诗篇二十三篇是基督徒最爱的诗篇。
Psalm 23 is the psalm that Christians love most.
英国的讲道王子斯布珍说，诗歌这首诗歌呢是诗歌中的珍珠。
The Prince of Preachers in England, Charles Spurgeon, called this psalm the pearl of psalms.
这首诗歌不知道擦干了多少眼泪。
And how many tears has this psalm dried?
但是在这段诗歌里面呢，你可以非常的感觉到是充满了信心，充满了把握，充满了希望。
And in this psalm, you can see that it is filled with hope and confidence.
一开始我们就看到这首诗歌的主题：耶和华是我的牧者，我必不至于缺乏。
And right from the start, we see the theme of this psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
我必不知缺乏，意思说我非常的满足。
I shall not want means that I am fully content.
所以这首诗歌可以说是满足于主的怀里。
So this psalm is really talking about resting fully in the Lord.
所以我们把这首这个我们的主题定作是耶和华满足于主怀。
So in this psalm, the title is called Rest in the Lord.
这首诗歌给我们看到，我们有耶和华做我的牧羊人，作为我的牧者，我就没有所需要的，没有缺乏，是完全的满足。
And when the psalm begins and saying that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, it means that there is nothing that I lack and I am fully content.
有一个作者说，当我们完全满足于主的时候，主就得到最大的荣耀。
And one author says that God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in Him.
当世界有许多的吸引力的时候，我们什么都不要，我只要主耶稣，我只要我们的神，他就得最大的荣耀。
Even though the world is full of attractive things, but yet when we can say that I do not want all these things and I only desire the Lord, then He is most glorified because we actually desire Him most.
就好像一个男孩子，当他爱上这个女孩子的时候，不管天下有多大，女人有多多，有多漂亮，他说我只爱你一个人，这个女孩子就得到最大的荣耀。
It's just like when a man falls in love with one woman, no matter how big is the world, filled with how many women in the world, but this man tells the lady whom he loves, I only want you, and so that woman would be glorified.
在耶利米书九章二十三节，耶和华如此说：智慧的人不要以智慧夸口，勇士不要以他的勇力夸口，财主不要因他的财物夸口，所夸的是认识我耶和华。
Jeremiah 9:23 does say, the Lord, let not the wise man boast in his wisdom, let not the mighty man boast in his might, nor the rich man boast in his riches, but let him who boast in this, that he understands and knows me, the Lord.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不知缺乏。
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
我们活在一个世界里面，充满了许多的不幸。
We live in a world that's filled with misfortunes.
过去一个年来，我们就看到马来西亚的航空这个 MH370 能够这么大的飞机竟然能够失踪。
And in the previous year, we saw that the Malaysian Airlines MH370 has lost such a huge plane.
同时，马来西亚的航空在这个乌克兰被打下来。
And there was another Malaysian Airlines plane that was shot down over the skies of Ukraine.
那么我们也看到台湾有一架飞机也因此失事。
And we also saw another plane from a Taiwanese airline that has just crashed.
在巴黎，我们看到一些记者被枪杀。
In Paris, we saw that there were reporters who were killed.
伊斯兰教国的这个恐怖主义也把这个日本人的记者跟这个越旦的机师来杀害。
And the Islamic State actually killed a Japanese journalist and also killed a Jordanian pilot.
我们活在一个很不稳定、很不安全的社会里面，我们怎么能够过一个安稳的生活呢？
And we live in such an uncertain and unsafe world. How can we live with certainty and peace?
世人怎么可以说耶和华是我的牧者，我就不至于缺乏呢？
How is it that the psalmist can say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want?
我们从这段诗歌里面能发现，诗人大卫对神有充满的把握，而且非常的有信心。耶和华，如果耶和华是我的牧者，我就不至于缺乏。
And we see in this psalm that the psalmist David is filled with confidence and faith in the Lord, in God, that if the Lord is his shepherd, he shall not want or he shall not lack anything.
基督教呢，不是一套思想。
Christianity is not a set of ideas.
基督教呢，不只是一套的教义。
And Christianity is not only a set of teaching.
也不是一整套的神学思想。
And neither is it just a set of theological ideology.
基督教是一个与神有亲密关系的一个宗教。
Christianity is actually a religion where the people have a very intimate relationship with God.
你认识我们这一位神是个人很清楚知道这一位救主吗？
And when you say that you know the Lord, is it a personal intimate relationship with the Savior?
我们不知道这段圣经写作的背景。
We do not know the background of this psalm.
但是我们知道，从这个诗歌的内容里面，我们知道作者在第四节说他经过死荫的幽谷。
But yet in verse 4, we know that the author walked through the valley of the shadow of death.
意思说他面对死亡的恐惧。
In other words, he had a fear of death.
而且呢，他说在敌人面前， 意思说他有敌人在追杀他。
And he also said, in the presence of my enemies, in other words, he had been pursued by enemies.
所以这段圣经里面给我们看见他有许多的失望。
So in this passage, we can see that there were lots of disappointment.
他有恐惧。
There was fear.
他有忧郁。
And there was anxiety.
很多时候我们的生命中也是充满了失落。
And very often in our lives, we have down periods.
我们也充满了惧怕。
And there is fear.
我们也充满了疲倦。
And there is tiredness.
有时候我们依靠人，人使我们失望。
Sometimes we depend on men, but men disappoint us.
有时候我们依靠钱，钱会贬值。
And we depend on money, but money deflates.
很多人说我的名誉很重要，但是你的名誉，当你走的时候，人怎么讲你，你也没有办法。
Some people say that my reputation is important, but after you are no longer around, you cannot control what other people say about you.
唯有我们依靠这位耶和华，他是永远不改变的神。
It is only when we depend on the forever unchanging Lord.
所以这对诗人他说，耶和华是我的牧者，我必不知缺乏。
So when the psalmist says this, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
所以英文圣经翻译成 the Lord, 我的主，那个是你注意看到是大写，它的意思是我们中文的话，圣经翻译成很准确的是耶和华，这是神的名字。
In the English, it says the Lord. If you pay attention to the word Lord, you realize that they are all in caps. That's because in the original Hebrew, it's the name of God, Yahweh.
为什么耶和华是你的牧者，你就不至于缺乏呢？
Why is it that when Yahweh is your shepherd, you will not lack anything?
这个耶和华到底是谁？
Who is Yahweh?
当然我们知道耶和华这个名字是在出埃及记第3章14节的时候，摩西带领神要摩西带以色列离开埃及的时候，摩西问神说，你的名字叫什么？他说我的名字叫耶和华。
And we know the name of the Lord is Yahweh because in Exodus 3:14, when God commanded Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egypt, Moses asked God, what is your name? And he says, I am Yahweh.
他说, I am who I am, 我就是我就是。
And God replied, I am who I am.
所以简单来说, I am, 我就是我。
In other words, I am I.
意思说他是一个又真又活的神。
In other words, he is a real and a living God.
但是有时候这个字呢，可以翻译成我是自由拥有的，这个是圣经的翻译，意思说他是自足的，自己self-sufficient。
And sometimes the Bible describes that this is God who is self-sufficient.
是意思他什么都不需要，他没有需要的。
In other words, he needs nothing.
他不需要智慧，因为他充满了智慧。
He does not need any more wisdom because he is already full of wisdom.
他不需要能力，因为他是万能的。
He doesn't need any power because he is all powerful.
他不需要消息，因为他是全知的。
He doesn't need any information because he is all knowing.
他是一位全，他是又真又活的神，他不需要任何人的任何一些事情。
He is a real and a living God who needs nothing from no one.
所以当我们要认识这一位，如果耶和华是你的牧者，你就不知缺乏。
So if you know this Lord, this Yahweh, then if he is your shepherd, you will not lack anything.
很多人说，如果你有麻烦的时候，你去找你的老大。
Some people say when you have problem, go and look for your bigger brother.
那个你的老大就出来替你。 解决你的事情，
and your big brother will come out and settle the problems for you.
有些人的老大很有钱。
And some people's big brother has a lot of money.
有些人的老大很有权力。
Some people's big brother has lots of authority.
但是我告诉你我的老大是谁。
But let me tell you who is my big brother.
我的老大就是万军之耶和华。
My big brother is the King of Kings, Yahweh.
如果耶和华作为我的牧者，他是照顾我的呢，我不需要害怕，我不需要，我没有需要，我有他就满足了。
If Yahweh is my shepherd and he is looking after me, I will not need anything else, and to just have him alone is all sufficient for me.
所以这边一开始他就说耶和华是我的牧者，我必不知缺乏，他的意思就是我有主就满足了。
So when the psalmist starts and says the Lord or Yahweh is my shepherd, I shall not want, it means that he is perfectly satisfied in God alone.
所以我们看到你信的是谁，你知道吗？你认识他吗？你能够明白这一位你所依靠的是一位怎么样的神呢？
So who is this God whom you believe and trust? Do you know this God whom you believe and trust?
诗人遇到死亡的威胁的时候，他依靠这一位主。
When the psalmist was in face with death, he trusted in this Lord.
当敌人来追杀他的时候，他依靠这一位全能的神。
When his enemies were after his blood, he trusted in this Almighty God.
当人误解他、诬告他的时候，他依靠这一位公义的审判官。
When there are people who misunderstand him or who bring false charges against him, he trusted in this righteous judge.
所以这一位诗人呢，他对主有非常的把握，他信神信得很真。
So the psalmist have full confidence and assurance in the Lord, and he has real faith in God.
你怎么知道耶稣活着呢？因为他活在我的心。
How do you know that Jesus lives? That's because he lives in my heart.
所以这段诗歌呢，严格来讲呢，这段诗歌呢是一个很个人、很亲密、与主很亲密关系的一首诗歌。
So very strictly speaking, this psalm is actually describing an intimate relationship of someone with God.
特别我们在读诗篇的时候，你要知道诗篇是用什么文字写的。
And especially as you read the book of Psalms, you want to know what language was the book of Psalms written.
它是用希伯来文写的。
The original language was Hebrew.
所以我们必须要用希伯来人怎么样看诗歌这个角度去看，我们才能看得明白。
So we have to approach this psalm from a Hebrew perspective in order to understand it.
我不知道你们有没有听过外国人翻译我们中国人的诗歌。
I wonder if you have ever heard of an English translation of a Chinese poem.
你有没有读过一个好的翻译？如果有的话，请你让我知道。
If you have ever come across a good translation of a Chinese poem, let me know.
我们中国人诗歌非常难翻译的。
Chinese poetry is very difficult to translate.
它不但是讲究押韵。
Not only does it rhyme.
同时呢，它非常注意那个对称。
It also there's parallelism.
而且呢，中国人诗歌呢很注意结构。
And Chinese poetry is very closely focusing on the structure.
啊，有时候是五言，有时候是七句。
Sometimes it is five sentences. Sometimes it is seven.
啊，所以很多时候你要读这个诗歌的时候，你要明白从它的结构里面去看，才能够看出来。
So when you want to understand a poem, you have to look at it from its structure.
这个犹太人的诗歌，诗人在读这段诗歌的时候，他就看得出来，很明显，这个我们叫做交叉式的一个结构。
When a Jewish poet reads this psalm, he would understand it because he would look at it from a chiastic point of view or chiasm.
所以你看。第一节他说耶和华是我的牧者，这个耶和华 这三个字。
And if you read the first verse, it says the Lord or Yahweh is my shepherd.
但是你看第六节的时候，你会看到这个耶和华，我一生一世要住在，必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中，你看到 这三个字吗？
If you look at verse 6, I shall dwell in the house of the Lord or Yahweh. Can you see Yahweh again?
所以第一句讲耶和华，第最后一句讲耶和华。
So the first and the last verse both start and ends with Yahweh.
第二句你看他说，他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我到可安歇的水边。
Verse 2, he makes me lie down in green pastures, he leads me beside still waters.
青草地跟水边对羊来讲，它就食物嘛。
To a sheep, The green pastures and waters are its food.
但是你看第五节，他说你为我摆设筵席，那个食物非常多，神为他摆设筵席。
If you look at verse 5, you prepare a table before me. This is referring to a banquet that's full of food.
所以第二节、第五节在讲食物，在讲食物。
So verse 2 and 5 is about food.
第三节他说你使我的灵魂苏醒。
Verse 3, he restores my soul.
第四节他说我竟然虽然经过死荫的幽谷也不怕遭害，他都是在遇到什么呢？他的灵魂，他的受到生命威胁的时候发生什么事情呢？
Whereas verse 4 talks about fearing no evil when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. So verse 3 and 4 is both about the soul and about danger.
但是最中间你看到我从外面慢慢渐进到最中间，最中间的部分是什么呢？因为你与我同在，这个是他说我虽然经过死荫的幽谷，你这个你就是耶和华，你与我同在，我就不害怕。这个你与我同在就是他的中心点，他这个是主题。
And right in the middle of the psalm is actually the verse for you are with me. So.In the middle of the psalm, when it says you are with me, in this structure, it means that this is the main theme of the psalm.
所以它的主题是讲到耶和华和我的关系。
In other words, the main theme of the psalm is focusing on the relationship of Yahweh and me.
你没有注意到第一节一开始是耶和华，最后一节讲耶和华，他就叫耶和华的名字，他呼叫耶和华的名字。
So in the first verse and the last verse, it begins and ends with Yahweh, the name of the Lord.
然后第二节、第三节他在讲他使我躺卧在地上，那个我们因为华文圣经应该翻译成他领我到安歇的水边，他使我的灵魂苏醒，他为自己的名领导我走义路。
And verse 2 and 3 keeps talking about he makes me lie down in green pastures, he leads me beside still waters, he leads me in paths of righteousness.
这个叫第三人称。
This is the third person pronoun.
但是来到第四节的时候，他说我虽然经过死荫幽谷的时候，他说你与我同在。
But suddenly in verse 4, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you are with me.
所以你看到吗？把讲他现在变成你，这个是在你看到诗歌的渐进式吗？
So from he all suddenly it became you. So there is a progression or progressiveness of the psalm.
结果现在在中间的时候，他是好像跟神对话。我经过死荫的幽谷，你与我同在。
So, in the middle of the psalm, the psalmist suddenly is in conversation with the Lord. You are with me.
所以这段圣经是在讲我们与神的关系，诗人与神的关系。
So, this passage of the Bible is talking about the relationship of the psalmist with God and applies to our relationship with God.
所以这里我们的基督教，我们所信仰的神呢，不是只是一套理论，不是一套教义，不是一个系统。
So the God of Christianity, it is not just a set of principles or a system of thought.
教义很重要，神学很重要。
Teachings is important and theology is important too.
但是我们信的是一位，那一位主耶稣，那一个又真又活的神，跟他有个人的一个关系。
But the Lord whom we believe in, the Lord Jesus Christ, or will have a personal relationship that is real and living with every individual.
主耶稣就这么说，我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他，他们也跟着我。
The Lord Jesus himself said, My sheep shall hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
你懂不懂这神的声音？
Do you know God's voice?
很个人的，我知道神的话。当你读到神的话的时候，我信，我明白，我就要跟从。
It is a very personal walk with God that when you read His word, you want to obey it, and after you understand it.
所以在这里呢，我们来一起来思想这段圣经。他说：“耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。”
So as we ponder.Over this psalm, we come back to verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
为什么你耶和华是你的牧者，你就没有缺乏呢？
Why is it that when the Lord is your shepherd, you lack nothing?
因为他照顾我物质上面的需要。
Because he takes care of my physical needs.
你看第二节，他使我躺卧在青草地上，他领我到可安歇的水边。
Verse 2, he makes me lie down in green pastures, he leads me beside still waters.
所以在这里你看到青草地跟水呢，都是羊所需要的食物。
Green pastures and waters are both important to the sheep as food.
如果有耶和华是你的牧者，你信靠这一位主，你信靠这位神，神不会让你成为孤儿，主必到你这里来。
So if you trust in Yahweh as your shepherd and as your Lord, He will not leave you or forsake you as an orphan, but He will be with you.
今天我们有很多人都担心自己的生活。
Today many people are worried about their own livelihood.
但是我发现很多担心的人呢，都是很有钱的人。
But I have found that many people who are worried are actually very rich.
你懂，越有钱的人越担心。
Do you know that the richer they are, the more worried they are?
没有钱的人不会担心的。
Those who are poor do not worry.
因为他很忙，做完了他很累，他没有时间担心。
Because he is very busy and he has to work very hard, and after he completes his work, he is very tired and he has to rest. He has no time to be worried.
如果你担心的话，你可能很有钱。
If you are worried, it shows that you might be very rich.
主耶稣告诉我们说，不要为生命忧虑，吃什么喝什么。
Jesus said, "Do not worry about your life, what you shall eat or drink."
不要为身体忧虑，穿什么。
Do not worry for your body, what you shall wear.
生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？
Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothing?
你看天上的飞鸟。
Look at the sparrows in the air.
也不种，也不收，也不继续在仓里。
They neither sow nor reap nor gather up in barns.
但是你的天父尚且养活他们，你不比鸟贵重多吗？
And yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more worthy than they?
所以主耶稣说不要忧虑，说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。
Therefore Jesus said, "Do not worry about what you shall eat or drink or wear."
这都是外邦人所求的。你所需要的父，天父都知道。
These are the things that the Gentiles seek.
你要求是什么呢？你要求他的国，他的义。
Because whatever that you need, the Heavenly Father knows. So what you should be seeking is firstly His kingdom and His righteousness.
如果你是基督徒，你明白主耶稣为我们钉十字架，天父把他的儿子给了我们，还有什么东西他不给我们的吗？
If you are a Christian, you will know that if the Heavenly Father has given us His Son, what else would He not give us?
如果耶和华是你的牧者，你不知缺乏，因为他必照顾你物质的需要。不但是物质的需要，他也照顾你心里的需要。
If the Lord is your shepherd, you will not be in need, because God takes care of your physical needs, but He also takes care of your psychological needs.
你看第二节，再看一次，他说他使我躺卧在青草地上，他领我到可安歇的水边。
If you look at verse 2 again, He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters.
你知道吗？羊是很难躺下来的。
Do you know that it is difficult to make a sheep lie down?
啊，那个羊呢，它很害怕周围的事情。
Because a sheep is often fearful of its surroundings.
甚至有苍蝇飞来飞去，它也不躺下来。
Even if there is actually a fly around itself, it will not lie down.
甚至那些研究羊的人，他发现呢，羊与羊之间会吵架的。
And those who study the behavior of sheep notice that even amongst sheep, they actually quarrel.
他们吵架的时候呢，羊跟羊吵架的时候，它也不能躺下来的。
So when a sheep quarrels with another sheep, it will refuse to lie down.
我们的姐妹不是这样吗？
Isn't that true for our sisters?
但是神可以使它躺下来。
But God can make it lie down.
很多时候我们忙，亚洲人不断的做工，不断的做工，不懂得休息，不懂得放下。
Very often, especially Asians, we are so busy doing everything and we do not know how to let go.
为工作忙。
We are busy with our work.
为家庭忙。
We are busy with our family.
为生活忙。
And we are busy with our livelihood.
因为我们周围的事情都烦我们，我们都不能够放下。
Because all the things around us becomes a border to us and we cannot let go.
只有神可以使我们躺下来。
Only God can make us lie.
如果你不信他，你是根本躺不下来。
If you do not trust in him, you cannot lie down.
他领我到可安歇的水边。
He leads me beside still waters.
这个领我这个字呢很特别，它是通常是用来好像母亲带领一个刚刚走路的孩子走路这样温柔。
And the word leads me actually in the original is speaking of a loving mother leading an infant who just started to learn how to walk very gently, very full of love.
主就这样带领一个小羊到可安歇的水边。
And the Lord in such a way leads a lamb to the water.
你知道羊呢到水边它不会喝水的。
Do you know that when the sheep comes to water, it doesn't drink?
如果那个水有动作，有会活动的水或者流动的水呢，羊不敢喝。
If the water is flowing or if it is not still,The sheep will be fearful of drinking it.
所以这边讲到可安歇的水边。
But it says here still water.
意思说神知道我们的需要，他带领我们到那个非常平静安稳的时候，让我们能够沉静下来。
In other words, the Lord knows what we need, and He will lead us to a very peaceful situation that we can settle down.
你发现到神带领我们到青草地，青草地对羊来讲是这个食物嘛
？And he makes me lie down in green pastures. Green pastures or green grass is actually food for the sheep.
所以，我如果我要教孩子，我怎么教呢
？So how should I be teaching my children?
啊，如果让孩子明白了，神带领你到青草地，好像你神带领你到一个。Bathtub 就是叫 bathtub 这种水盆冲凉盆，里面充满了 chocolate 巧克力，叫你躺下去。
And it's just like if we are teaching our children, we will lead our children to a bathtub full of chocolate and ask the children to go in.
那是多么幸福的一个图面。
And what a blessed picture!
他带领我们到可安歇的水边，你可以安静下来。
He leads me beside still waters so that we can settle down.
不管你遇到什么困难
No matter what difficulty you face,
不管你有多脆弱
No matter how fragile you are,
主耶稣我们的神说压伤的芦苇它不折断将残的灯火它不吹灭
The Bible tells us that the Lord will not break a bruised reed and a faintly burning wick He will not quench.
它就是这么温柔
And that is how gentle he is.
他这么爱我们，他知道我们的需要，包括我们物质上面的需要，包括我们感情上面的需要。
He loves us so much that he takes care of our physical needs and our psychological needs.
但是作为一个父亲呢，我不但是要照顾我的孩子的需要，他物质的需要，他感情的需要，更重要是他灵性的需要。
But as a father, I not only take care of my child's physical and psychological needs.But also his pressing spiritual needs.
他到底有没有永恒的生命
？Does he have eternal life?
他第三节说，神使我的灵魂苏醒。
Verse 3, God restores my soul.
我能够照顾他一生，但是我不能够照顾他永生，除非他有永恒的生命。他信靠主耶稣，他在他神里面呢，他能够照顾他一生。
I can take care of this.Life of my child, but I cannot take care of him eternally. But if he trusts in the Lord and has eternal life, God will take care of him eternally.
所以他使我们的灵魂苏醒，使到我们能够重生，使到我们有永恒的生命，使到我们有一个永远的家，就在天上，永远不会改变。
He restores my soul. In other words, he grants me an eternal life, and he gives me an eternal home in heaven, which will not change.
而且他为自己的名引导我走义路
，and he leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake。
当一个人信主之后呢，他就会走主的义路。
When a person believes in the Lord, he will walk in the paths of righteousness of God。
他从死亡苏醒过来
，because he has just been he has just arose from death.
他从罪恶中改变出来成为圣洁。
And he has just left his sins and be holy.
他只有一个心里面一个盼望，就是要像我们的主耶稣，活一个像我们爱我们的主。
So in his heart, there is a hope that he wants to be Christ-like and to become to live like Jesus Christ.
所以我们第一大点，如果主我们的耶和华是你的牧者，你就不必缺乏。
So that is the first main point. If the Lord or Yahweh is your shepherd, you shall not want.
第二大点，如果耶和华是你的牧者，你就不怕遭害。
And the second main point, if Yahweh is your shepherd, you will fear no evil.
你看第四节，看你的圣经第四节。
Look at verse 4.
我虽然经过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害。
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
啊，这段圣经非常的美丽。
This is a beautiful passage.
啊，我们讲到中国人的诗歌非常讲究押韵。
And we say that Chinese poetry focuses on the rhythm.
但是这里我们就看到希伯来文也讲究押韵。
But we also see here that Hebrew poetry has rhythm.
所以这里你看到吗？我虽然经过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，不怕。其实英文圣经原文是我不怕遭害，我不怕那恶者，或者不怕 the evil， 那个 evil 这个字。
And it says here, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. It is actually talking about the evil.
意思这里是我不怕遭害，我不怕那恶者，或者不怕那个恶。这个恶在希伯来文的念法是 ra.
And the word evil in Hebrew is pronounced as ra.
但是呢，耶和华是我的牧者，牧者的意的希伯来文是 ra.
And Shepherd in the original Hebrew is pronounced as ra.
一个是长 ra， 一个是 ra，
and one is a prolonged sound of ra， the other one is ra.
意思说，耶和华是我的牧者，我就不怕那恶者；耶和华是我 ra， 我就不怕 ra.
In other words, Yahweh is my ra.And I'm not fearful of wrath.
啊，所以在如果你是读希伯来文，你就读出他的整卷的意思说，我有耶和华做我的牧者，我就不怕那个恶者，所以我不怕不怕魔鬼，我不怕敌人，我什么人都不怕，因为有耶和华做我的牧者。
So because Yahweh is my shepherd, I will not fear anyone. I will not fear the evil one. I will fear no evil. I will not fear my enemies.
所以有耶和华，我可以安定，我的心可以安定。
So with Yahweh, my heart is at ease.
所以这边讲到死荫的幽谷。
And it says here the valley of the shadow of death.
所以这边讲到死的荫，意思说在经过死亡的黑暗。
The shadow of death means the darkness of death.
所以你要知道这个是中东的环境。
This is in the Middle East.
它有高山，有低谷。
There are mountains and valleys.
到了冬天呢，你到山上去没有草，要经过最低的谷才能够找到水源，找到草。
In the winter, you cannot find green grass on top of the mountain. They have to go to the bottom of the valley before they find water and grass.
我不知道大家有没有去过大峡谷，那个 Grand Canyon.
Have you all ever been to the Grand Canyon?
哇，它高很高，当它低的时候非常的低，低到看不见。
It is a very, very high place, but in its lowest point, it is so low that you cannot see it.
甚至你要经过那个幽谷的时候呢，走过一些非常黑暗的时候，你伸手都看不见自己的手指。
And there are some valleys that are so dark that when you stretch out your hands, you cannot see your own fingers.
这个是最危险的地方，或许有狼，或者有豺狼，或者有狐狸，什么地方都可能出现。
And these are the worst and the most dangerous places because there might be wild animals, leopards and wolves.
他说，就算经过死荫的幽谷，我也不怕遭害。
But yet, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
为什么呢？因为你耶和华与我同在。
And the reason is because you, Yahweh, are with me.
你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
杖跟竿就一个是指引路的，另外一个是你走错路，他刺你，叫你走对的路。
And the rod and the staff are two pieces of equipment used. One is to direct the sheep to walk in the right path. The other one is to actually hit the sheep when the sheep goes wrong path.
所以这个他说就算经过死荫的幽谷，在最可怕、最黑暗的时间呢，虽然我摸不到你、看不见你，但是你仍旧与我同在，我感觉到你的同在，你的杖、你的竿都引导我。
So in other words, even while walking through the valley when it is total darkness and the sheep cannot see, cannot even see God, but yet he knows that God's guidance is with him.
很多时候我们遇到苦难，甚至遇到死亡的时候，我们去探访的时候呢，不知道要说什么，但是你的同在，你在陪伴，胜过千言万语。
Sometimes when we go visiting, especially when we visit someone who is on the deathbed, we know not what to say. But sometimes our presence and our company actually beats all words.
特别是你所爱的人在这个最人生最低潮的时候陪伴你走这条路非常重要。
Especially when the person who you love most is actually accompanying you in your life's lowest point. That is most important.
所以在这段这个最低潮、人生最低潮、最黑暗的时候，耶和华没有离弃我们，他还陪着我们走过死荫的幽谷。So
in the lowest point of our lives, Yahweh has not forsaken us. He walks with us through the valley of the shadow of death.
所以你看到我们有需要保护。 在我们有这个保护的需要的时候呢，主就在那里保护着我们。So
when we have need for protection, the Lord is there to protect us.
同时呢，你继续看下去，第五节，在敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席，你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。And
when we continue to verse 5, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows.
你会发现为什么这个时候突然间提到敌人呢？
Why is it that all of a sudden the psalmist mentioned his enemies?
现在意思我们的这个荧幕是开始改变了，不是旷野里面，不是草地，现在转移了。So
in other words, the scene has changed. It is no longer in the wilderness or green pastures.
意思是说，弟兄姐妹，很多时候我们不但是需要物质的需要、心灵的需要，我们不但是需要灵性的需要，我们需要保护。但是很多时候呢，有很多人误解我们，或者有时候很多人攻击我们的时候，我们怎么办呢？
In other words, there are many needs that we have. We have physical needs, psychological needs, and we also have pressing spiritual needs, and we need protection as well. But sometimes there are people who misunderstand us. There are people who attack us. What then shall we do?
所以他说，在敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席，什么意思啊？
What does it mean that the Lord prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies?
意思是说，神替你伸冤。
In other words, the Lord vindicates you.
伸冤的意思说，你如果别人攻击你，被人误解，被人诬告。 但是到最后的那个审判，就是在神面前，他说你是一个好的仆人，我为你摆设宴席，我请你的敌人来看，你是受我祝福的。And
in other words, when people misunderstand us or attack us, in the end, the Lord is the judge, and he prepares a feast and invites all the enemies to come and witness that you are blessed by God.
是在你的对手，你的对头，全部他请来看，你来看，我是耶和华，这个仆人是我所喜悦的仆人，这个是我所爱，是我的人，看看怎么样？意思是他替我们伸冤。
So the Lord will prepare a feast and invite all of the enemies, all your enemies to come and witness the Lord declaring that this is my servant. This is the servant whom I'm well pleased. And in other words, The Lord is actually vindicating us.
所以你会发现他说 他用油膏了我的头，用油膏我的头是一个祝福，在犹太人里面用油膏，高君王高祭司都是 用油倒上去，这个是一个祝福的意思。所以在敌人面前神祝福我。
You anoint my head with oil. In the Hebrew context, being anointed with oil is a sign of blessing, becauseWhen they establish a king, they will anoint the king's head with oil. When they establish a prophet, they will also anoint the prophet's head with oil. When God anoints our heads with oil, it is to show the enemies, our enemies, that God is blessing us.
而且他使我们的福杯满，意思我们的杯不但满，而且流出来。
And my cup overflows. It is not just full, but it's overflowing.
所以你看到这个杯的流出来这个动作呢，跟我们前面第二节说那安歇的 steward 的不动的水呢，哇，这个是又是一个进展。
And when it says my cup overflows, it gives a different or progressive picture from verse 2's still waters.
你有没有被人误解过，被人误会过？
Have you ever been misunderstood by people?
不用担心，主必然为你伸冤。
Fear not, the Lord will vindicate you.
现在你所需要的就是安静。
Now, what you need most is to be still.
将来主必使你的福杯满溢流出来，让众人看见，哇，你的福是这么的多。
In the future, the Lord will actually cause your cup to overflow to show them that you are full, overflowing with blessing.
所以我们只要对主交代，我要做对，在主神面前我做的对，你误解我，你误会我，没有关系，主必为我伸冤。
So all we need to do is to be accountable before the Lord, because whatever that we do, as long as we please God, if other people misunderstand us, the Lord will still vindicate us in the future.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
Yahweh is my shepherd, I shall not want.
耶和华是我的牧者，我就不怕遭害。
And because Yahweh is my shepherd, I shall not fear evil.
第三点，我们看耶和华是我的牧者呢，我就要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
And thirdly, because Yahweh is my shepherd, I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
让我们再看第三、第六节多一次。我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
Let's look at verse 6 again. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
所以在这里你看到说，他说我一生一世，因为如果是耶和华是我的牧者，我一生一世必有恩惠跟慈爱随着我。
Because the Lord is my shepherd, all the days of my life, goodness and mercy shall follow me.
就是主的恩慈恩惠，主的慈爱不断地跟随着我。
God's goodness and God's mercy will follow me unceasingly.
这个有很特别，就是随着这两个字很特别。
The word follow is very interesting.
啊，这个是诗人用一些词汇来表示这个意思。
And the psalmist was using some words to establish the meaning.
这个跟随这两个字呢，其实本来的用法是一个敌人追他的，是一个人追着他敌人，非要抓到敌人不可，不然就不罢休。
And the word translated follow in the original Hebrew actually carries the meaning of being in pursuit.And will not let go until it catches up.
所以他一定要抓到他的敌人。
It is used when pursuing an enemy.
但是这里呢，是说主的慈爱，主的这个恩惠呢，不放过我，一定要抓到我，尝到主的恩惠，尝到主的慈爱，不然不罢休。
In other words, God's goodness and mercy will never give up, and it shall continue to be in pursuit of me.Until it catches me, it will never give up.
你甚至这是非常美丽的图片。
This is a very beautiful picture.
主不会放过我们，除非我们尝到他的恩典，尝到他的慈爱。
God will not let us off until we have a taste.
如果是这样的话呢，我一定要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永永远远。
And if that's the case, I shall surely dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
所以你刚才看到前面两大点，我不致，如果耶和华是我的牧者，我不致缺乏，我不致害怕。但是呢，最后一点， 不但是不害怕不缺乏，我要是我要的，我要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
And in the first two main points, I shall not want, I shall not fear, but in the end I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. It's something that I want.
这个就是大卫这个诗人认识我们的主认识到这个程度。
And this shows that the psalmist DavidKnows God to such a great extent.
我们这边做基督徒的，你认不认识我们的主到这样亲密、这样个人、这么肯定
？If you are a Christian in our midst, do you know our Lord to such a great extent with such great confidence?
我们要追求认识他。
We want to pursue to know our God.
我们要学诗人这样认识我们的主是很个人的，不是一套理论，不是一套学术，不是一套知识，是很个人的知道这一位救主，我跟他有这个关系，我很清楚他是这样。
To know the Lord is a very personal relationship of knowing him and being very clear and having full confidence in him, not just a set of ideas or a set of teachings.
我跟他有私有个人的感情，个人很清楚的知道这一位主是又真又活的主。
Because I have a personal and intimate relationship with this Lord, and I know that He is a real and a living God.
我们下一星期就是农历新年。
Next week is Chinese New Year.
我们中国人每年都有两次的。这个机会来励志。
As Chinese, we have twice or two opportunities in a year to set resolutions.
来检讨自己，做一个励志。
And to examine ourselves and to be resolved.
让我们检讨我们对主是不是像诗人大卫这么清楚、这么亲密、这么真。
Let's examine ourselves to see if we are just like the psalmist David.And have such an intimate and real knowledge and intimate relationship with God.
他的关系是这么的亲密，他所以他能够胜过一切的苦难，胜过一切的这个敌人的追杀，甚至面对死亡，他都能够胜过，因为他很清楚他所信的是谁。
And he has such an intimate relationship with the Lord that he can overcome all difficulties.And even when his enemies are in hot pursuit, he can overcome all these things because he knows the God whom he believes.
所以盼望我们在新的一年里面立志追求认识主，跟他有亲密的关系，知道他活在我们的心。
So in this coming new year, let us be resolved to know our Lord and to have an intimate relationship with him so that we can haveWe can know him well.
让我们同心祷告。
Let us pray.